So our next speaker, Gianna Jessen, every year we've come out and we've heard women give their abortion testimonies. What we haven't heard is somebody who's actually survived an abortion. Gianna Jessen is actually an abortion survivor. So as she says, she's hard to kill. So she's here, and she's going to tell us how glad she is to be alive and share with us her story. So let's give her a really warm welcome, huh?
To be given the name that I've been given, meaning God is gracious. He has been gracious to me. I have the gift of cerebral palsy, and I was aborted and I did not die because I do not die easy. And I'm sure every moment that I'm alive makes hell tremble because the devil can't win over me, and he never will. I belong to Jesus Christ and him alone, and that is where my strength comes from. Let me just back up a little bit. I know I don't have a whole bunch of time up here, so I'll try to condense it all, but I am adopted, and my biological parents were 17, and my biological mother went to have a saline abortion. It is a saline salt solution that is injected into the mother's womb. The baby gulps that solution. It burns the baby inside and out. Then she is to deliver a dead baby within 24 hours. And after being burned alive in my own mother's womb for approximately 18, I was delivered alive in a Southern California abortion clinic. So, my life is miraculous indeed. However, my life is also not defined by abortion. My life is defined by Christ. I am not a victim, I am a victor. I believe the very first step in beginning to win this battle, if you will, is knowing Jesus and then honoring the life that he indeed has given to all of you. Because if you do not honor yourselves, how on earth can you fight for anyone else's life? So anyway, I was delivered alive in an abortion clinic. I didn't die, obviously. The abortionist had to sign my birth certificate. I love that! I do! My medical records state on them, born during saline abortion. And I was then taken to the hospital, placed in an incubator weighing 2 pounds. They did not expect me to live, and then after several months of not dying, they finally concluded that this baby girl had a tremendous will to live and that I didn't want to die. Darn straight! So after that, I was placed in emergency foster care where I was not treated very well. They decided they didn't like me. I've seen that there was a theme going on in my life, that there were many that were against me, but that God himself is for me, and he has the final say. So he took me out of that house and placed me into the home of a woman who I consider a queen. Her name is Penny. By this time, I was only 17 months, 32 pounds of dead weight, and I could not move, and I was diagnosed with what I consider the gift of cerebral palsy, which was caused by the lack of oxygen to my brain while I was fighting to survive. And one thing that I would like to just interject for a second is, if abortion is merely about women's rights, then what were mine? Because there wasn't a radical or well-meaning feminist yelling about how my rights were being violated that day. And ladies and gentlemen, I say this with grace and with mercy, but every day I bear the mark of someone else's decision on my life. I limp all the way to heaven joyfully and happily, but I limp because of someone else's decision. And in a culture where we are taught that our decisions are ours alone and affect no other. Thank you. He loves you too. But hang on, let me finish my sentence. My time's running out. I gladly limp, but I just wanted to make the point for anyone that may just think that the so-called choice of abortion is all right. Well, hello. Hi, how are you? That's what I would say, but I would say it with mercy. And to any, well, anyway, let me just finish this, that I wasn't supposed to hold up my head, but I was walking by the age of 3.5. I have now run 2 marathons, the full 26.2 miles. And all by the grace and the power of Jesus Christ. I'm his girl. And he fights for me. But I just want to also mention briefly that I am all about forgiveness. First of all, the forgiveness of ourselves. Because if we hate ourselves, oh, how that must break the heart of God. And to any woman who has had an abortion and you spend your whole life trying to forget that or fight about that or stand up for that or whatever, to the women out there screaming even now, mercy and grace and redemption over your life by the only name that saves and heals. His name is Jesus.